praise. Well, praise God. I've got an extra little message here this morning. I see that's up. We're going to get going here, though, and Minister Sylvester Lane is opening for us this morning. Sir, would you come on to the mic?
Yeah, welcome. Glad to be with the family today. Coming from you from Nixa, Missouri. Thought that they were going to have a tornado as I got here this morning, but it turns out the Lord was just dampening the ground a little bit, so can't complain about that. Oh, man, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord today with you all, far, but still together in one body and spirit. I look forward to seeing you all in person again and shaking hands and laughing and seeing how you're actually doing. For us, the quarantine has been a little bit interesting because I don't like to stop. I don't know about you, but I don't like to be sheltered, and I definitely don't like people telling me what to do. So, like, my natural day, I probably stay at my house 90% of my life, but the moment someone tells me to stay at my house, I want to go everywhere and do everything. But it's been good because in that lonely time, in that quiet time with friends and just family, you know, we spent a lot of time with Hannah's family and stuff like that. We've got the opportunity to talk about deeper things. And that's kind of where the scripture I want to open up today comes with or comes from. It's in Isaiah 55, starts in verse 8. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and does not return there, but waters the earth, it makes and brings forth a sprout, giving seed to the sower, bread to the eater." And what I want to talk about and encourage you today is no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, whether you are having a great quarantine or a negative quarantine and you're sad and you're wondering why things are happening, how you're going to pay your bills and stuff like that, just remember God is seeing the bigger picture of life. God is seeing the most fulfilling things of life. And I think about that because rain is a good thing if you're a farmer and it's a drought. And you need that so your seeds will grow. But it can be a bad thing if you have a flat tire and you ran out of gas and you're walking to the store and you're 10 minutes late for work and you're in your nice clothes and it starts downpouring on you. But in all of those things, in both situations, certain circumstances are being brought forth that can better your life. You know, a bad event can enter into an encouraging moment in life. And I want to challenge you that just because in this time now it might seem like something is bad or you're not understanding why the Lord is having you do it, the reason why sometimes it's raining in your life is to bring forth fulfillment of the seeds that He's planting. And in those hard times, those are the times that God uses to grow us, to encourage us, to shape us into things. In the challenges when things are brought forth, just like Mark was saying today, that businesses grow, relationships grow in times of trial. It's easy to praise God when it's good. It's hard to praise God when it's bad, but that's when the relationship is in fulfillment. And then I just want to do our declaration today and then leave you all with a prayer. And our declaration goes like this. Today we declare that we believe that through the Word of God we can have what it says we can have, we can do what it says we can do. We believe that through our faith in God and service to Him, we are becoming empowered individuals and families who believe doors are opening for us, barriers are being broken, and increase is coming to us greater than ever before. Dear God, in this moment, as we're about to join together in worshiping You and glorifying Your name, Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to be in Your presence. Lord, whether it's far away or close together, we know that Your Spirit connects us and unifies us. Lord, and as the church together, the Big C Church together, is gratifying, glorifying, and welcoming people in Your presence, Lord, we pray that as we are rejoicing and proclaiming Your goodness, Lord, we know that the only thing you have never done is lost. And we're declaring that today. We're declaring that in our lives and in our situations and in our circumstances, in the trials and the tribulations, that we believe that you won't lose, but it will go forth to fulfill the purposes in our lives and in our times, Lord, that you are declaring for us. Lord, I pray that right now that the walls around our hearts will break, that our hearts will open up, Lord, that in this time together, Lord, that in our imperfections you are made perfect. Lord, that you are, your word today would reach our soul and our spirit, Lord, that it would identify things that we need to fix, that we need to mend, the people we need to apologize to, the people that we need to come back in community with. Lord, that today, Lord, we won't let it go by without doing those things. Lord, I pray for those that are far from you, Lord, those that feel empty, those that feel lost, Lord, that somebody would touch them. The encouraging word through Facebook or a conference call or Instagram, Lord, that they would hear your word, that they will be encouraged, that they would have power with you, that your power would go forth through them, Lord, and that they would be connected to your body in a supernatural way. We love you and we thank you. We pray that you'll protect us through these trying times. Give our immune systems a boost. Give us an encouragement, Lord, and put us back in a place where we can be in community. We love you and we thank you in your glorious and precious name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Sylvester. Appreciate you. God is good all the time. We say that, but now we're getting a taste of the truth and reality of it, even in the most trying of times. God is good. I had to chuckle just a little bit there, Minister, when you were saying about the gospel going forward on Facebook and Instagram and that kind of thing, because it was just a few years ago that some preachers and pastors were declaring that Facebook and Instagram is of the devil. And now those same pastors saying, please visit our live stream service this Sunday coming up. So things bring about a change sometimes, Wars, and we are glad to have technology such as it is to be able to minister and to fellowship and to get the Word of God out. There are a lot of people, I believe, hearing the Word of God really kind of for the first time that don't normally get to hear it. So I praise God for that. I praise God for that this morning. This morning, I want to let you know that obviously we don't have all the regular kinds of announcements that we do when we have live in-person services, but we do still have a few announcements. And I want you to know that we are carrying on as best we can, even though we are not able to physically meet. So each and every Sunday morning, I invite you to join me for Transformation Hour on Facebook. Our Facebook Live are going forward over our DT Live Facebook page every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And then, of course, right here, as you all participating today, our conference call, our morning worship conference call at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning right here. And then on Wednesday evenings, join Minister Regina Rogers for midweek service. They've been dynamic, I got to tell you. On Wednesday evenings, that's again on our Facebook page, DT Live, which is our Facebook page, at 6 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. These audio recordings are all made available again on our Deliverance Temple website, which is deliverancetemple.org. And if you need information about how to access the replays by phone, just give me a holler and I will be more than happy to give you those numbers and what have you to do that. All of these broadcasts are available to listen to again. So we give praise and thanks for that technology to be able to reach. We have also technology that allows us to continue to give. And we have at least five ways that we can give. Again, go to our website at deliverancetemple.org, and you will find there on the giving tab, just click that tab that says giving, And you'll find that we have three ways for you to give right there, through Square, through PayPal, or through Cash App, any way that's convenient for you. If you'd rather do it a different way, give our CFO a call. That is Sister Tyra Knox. Her number is area code 417-827-7721. Again, that's area code 417-827-7721. She'd be happy to receive your donations, gifts, tithes over the phone, or arrange for you to mail them in. So we've got at least five ways for you to give. Giving is important. I want to just once again give everybody at Deliverance Temple a big push up and a shout out for the fact that your giving has not fallen off because of the pandemic. You have continued to give, and we appreciate it so very much that you continue to support the work of the ministry. God is blessing Deliverance Temple, and he's getting us ready for when we come out this thing, we're going to hit the ground running. So I give God praise and glory for all of that. Hey, without further ado, I have asked our own songbird. I call her the songbird. Y'all call her what you want. Our own dear Sister Brecca Henderson to prepare a couple of selections for us that we can all join in and worship God together. And we're going to get going with those without further ado. Praise the name of Jesus. Bring her on to the mic here. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. Good morning, Deliverance Temple. Come on and sing along with us.
Come, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Come, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, there's victory in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Almighty is the name of Jesus. Almighty is the name of Jesus. Mighty is the name of Jesus, no other name I know. Holy is the name of Jesus. Oh, holy is the name of Jesus. Holy is the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, praise that wonderful name of Jesus. Praise that wonderful name of Jesus. Praise that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, yeah. my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long. And there's none, hallelujah, there is none, there is none, oh no, no, there is none, there.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. There is none like you. I hope that you are worshiping right now. I'm going to give you the opportunity to worship together here because my God today, we bless his wonderful name. We love him because there's none like him, none with whom to compare him. By
thank
himself.
You,
hallelujah.
There is none
thank you,
like
Lord.
You.
None
like
you,
Lord. None like you, Jesus.
Give him praise
hallelujah.
Today. Give him praise today and glory.
Name, Jesus.
You
there
are
is
so
none
good,
like
so
you.
Good.
Even to compare
so
you to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
My
hallelujah.
God today. My God today.
Glory to your
hallelujah,
precious,
Jesus.
Glorious name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
God,
you.
We give you praise.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you. We thank,
thank
you,
Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
God. Such a time as this, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
Hallelujah.
We love you.
Hallelujah.
You are
oh,
a
God.
Savior, a provider.
Jesus.
So good, Lord. So good. So
thank
good.
You.
So good.
Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise
thank
you, Jesus.
You.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ah, he's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Just continue to worship him. He's worthy of your praise this morning. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Ah, I see our bishop is with us this morning. I want to make space here to have him come and greet the people. Bishop Knox, if you would have words with the people today. We're so glad to have you on and so glad to have you here. We enjoyed that word last week from you. It was powerful, and we're still carrying it with us. And so good morning to you, sir. Are you available? Praise God. Praise God. Bishop, praise the Lord. If you're speaking, we can't hear you, so you may need to unmute yourself. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. We just give God all the praise and all the glory. God is doing great and mighty things for us. I want you to know that in spite of all the difficulties, God is moving by his power. And he is a great God, and we're looking forward to great and greater things. Hallelujah. God, sometimes we have to change our norms to a new norm, but amen, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And God is giving his people the glory. We're grateful to God today. He is doing great and mighty things. I am I'm excited. I'm a year older than I was last week, but I tell you what, God is doing great things for me. Continue to pray for me because I've got a great work to do for the Lord. As long as I'm here, I'm going to be busy for the Lord. The Lord bless you. Thank you, Pastor Mark. And just go forward and do as the Lord has given you this morning. Praise God.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you. And happy birthday to you once again, sir. We are so glad that the Lord has blessed you to see another year, and we give him all the glory. I love how the Bible talks about Moses, that he was 120 years old, but his eyes weren't dim, and he was not laying around somewhere. He was still active. And so we praise God that even in your senior years, you are still active, still on the battlefield for the Lord, doing a work for God and leading God's people. Leadership is important. Leadership is important, and we thank God that he has given us certainly one of the best in you, Bishop. So praise God. Thank you for the opportunity this morning to speak. So I want y'all who were wondering who the speaker was going to be today, I'm that person. Bishop had called me on last week and asked if I would do double duty today, and I told him I was happy to do so. And so I began to listen for what the Lord would say as Bishop was conversing with me, and the Lord began to speak. And the thing that he began to share with me, or the way that he began to share it with me, has to do with the concept of transition. Transition. Sometimes we go through some things, and unfortunately, we learn very little from them because we don't allow God to do all for us and in us and through us that the situation was there to bring for us. And so he has made us such that we are constantly in transition. Somebody had said, I think pretty accurately, that the only constant in life is change. The only constant in life is change. Things are always changing. Sometimes they change more rapidly and unexpectedly than at other times. We have words for those. We call them a crisis situation. We call that an emergency. We call that a pandemic in this case, when things change drastically and rapidly and in ways that you had not expected. But I want you to know this morning that God is not only not surprised, God is in the details. I'm not saying that he causes things like this pandemic. We know this is not the work of our good God. But God will use the situation that he knew was coming to help transition you to your next. I hope I'm talking to the right people this morning that have not given up, that have not thrown in the towel, that have not decided this is the end of the journey, but who are awakening to the fact that even in the midst of unprecedented times, God is still at work to transition us to our next. We are, as Paul told the Romans in chapter 12, of that letter, we are those who are involved and engaged in the work of transformation. You're not supposed to be the same. You're not supposed to stay the same. And so if we're not to be the same, not to stay the same, then something has got to happen to bring about or to be a catalyst for that change. And sometimes that is crisis. Sometimes that is emergency. Sometimes that is the loss of someone close to us. Sometimes that is a relationship that we thought would be there forever that is turned sour. But whatever the case is, we have to step back from it and realize Number one, God is not surprised. Number two, in the midst of the details of this is his voice of direction and instruction that is leading us to transition and transformation, because that's the goal. We are constantly in transition towards transformation. I have heard over the last week or two a number of ministers, some nearby, like our own Minister Regina Rogers, some far, far away, speaking on the idea or the concept or the revelation that there is a shift happening. And we're coming to understand that it's not, you know, about a shift that's going to happen, but we're in the midst of the shift. The shift is happening even as we are breathing right now. We're in the midst of the shift. I want to tell you this morning that the shift is part of your transition. It's not an accident that we're in the situation that we're in right now. But God is not surprised by the thing, and he will work it for your good. Listen, when Joseph was thrown in a pit by his brothers, it wasn't God who said, hey, throw him in a pit. They came up with that one on their own. When they sold him to the Ishmaelites, who carried him off to Egypt, God had not told them, hey, here's some Ishmaelites, sell them to them. They came up with that one on their own. When he ran into Potiphar's wife and she tried to seduce him, and he resisted and ended up in prison, I want to tell you, that was not God telling Potiphar's wife to go seduce him. She thought of that one on her own. So people will come up with stuff. Situations will occur in your life that you didn't plan on, that you didn't orchestrate. But even, and they won't necessarily be great, good situations, but in the midst of that, here's God. Always, one of the things I love about the story of Joseph, as you read through it, you periodically find the scripture telling us, and God was with him, and God was with him, and God was with him. I want you to understand this morning that as you're going through transitions, as you're having to adapt and be flexible and do things you haven't done before, that God is with you. And the shift that you're involved in is a shift and a transition that will result in your transformation if you let it. If you let it, you need to be ready and willing to cooperate with God. Sometimes we miss our blessing because we are resisting the thing that has come. We are resisting the voice of God, even in the midst of the chaos. Our attention is distracted. We're looking at everything else. We're trying to figure it out on our own. We're trying to make a plan, and we avoid doing what God is telling us to do. In fact, sometimes we avoid even listening for his voice so we can then do what he's telling us to do. But it is that voice, it is that instruction, it is that direction in the midst of the shift that will ensure your successful transition and transformation. And we want to be successful in this. Let me tell you that it will require, number one, recognizing that there is a shift going on. Awareness is the first point. If you are clueless, then you're about to get run over, because the thing is happening whether you recognize it or not. But if you will recognize, oh, I see what's really going on behind the curtain. I see the hand of God at work. I see that we are in the midst of a shift, and that this is a time of transition in my life, then the next thing you need to do, the second point, is that you need to hear and you need to see. We look at the life of Jesus, and we know he was the Son of God, is the Son of God, but he did not avail himself of a heavenly privilege as he went about his ministry here on earth. In fact, he told us that I only do what I see my Father doing? I can't do nothing unless he speaks. I'm listening for his voice in every situation. I'm listening for his direction. I'm listening for his instruction. I know he has my best interests at heart. And I look to him to show me what to do next, to show me which way to go. I'm hearing and I'm seeing. I recognize that there's a shift. I recognize that I'm in the midst of a transition. And so I need to hear and see what God is saying and showing me. And then thirdly, this is the one we really get stuck on sometimes, because it's not always the direction that we wanted to go. It's not always the instruction that we wanted or planned on hearing. And sometimes, can I tell you this? Can I just be frank with you? Sometimes it just doesn't even seem to make sense. Has God ever given you an instruction that didn't make sense? I'm sure he has. I know I've received them. But here's the thing. The blessing, point three, the blessing is in your obedience. Recognize that the shift is happening, that you're in transition. Listen for the voice of God. See what he's showing you. And then obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He's not looking for your gold and silver. You know, he's not necessarily even looking, although we, you know, you do well to do it. You fast and pray. Please understand that your fasting and your praying is for you. You can't make him any bigger, faster, stronger, smarter by fasting or praying, but it can transform your life. It can put you in alignment and in position to hear what he's saying and to see what he's showing you so you can obey and receive the successful transition and transformation that he's trying to work in your life. I want to bring just a couple of scriptures, and you can look at these later. We won't belabor the time too much today. But I want to point out a few scriptures to you that help to illuminate the points that I'm trying to make here about transition, because you're in transition. You're in transition. You're constantly in transition. And the goal, the aim, is to transform you. You're not to be the same as you were last year, last month, last week. He is changing us from glory to glory. From glory to glory, the scripture says. So what do you do when you find yourself in the midst of one of these trying times? I look at the life of David, and I recall very familiar to all of you, I'm sure, the story of David and Goliath, as we call it. David, a shepherd boy, but a shepherd boy with a kingly anointing on him. My God, today, I don't want to get off on a tangent right there, but can I tell you that some of you have an anointing on you that is way beyond where you're currently living? It's an anointing that's way beyond what you're currently expressing. It's an anointing that's way beyond what you yourself have even come to experience yet, but it is for the appointed time. The anointing is for the appointed time. And so here comes David bringing some cheese sandwiches down to his brothers, and he hears this idiot over across the valley hollering and blaspheming and cursing the people of God, and something stirred in him. I say something stirred in him. You see, a crisis situation will stir the thing that you're anointed to do. It will stir the thing that you are anointed to achieve. It will stir you to move from where you are to where your anointing is going to carry you. Oh, my God. I just almost wish I could hear y'all right now. I hope somebody said amen right there and got that. I want you to understand that you need a crisis in your life. You need a Goliath. You need a giant in your life every once in a while to get you from where you are to where God wants to transition you. And so it was that little David, the little harp player out in the pasture, became the giant slayer. I want you to know that he went down to the brook and got five smooth stones. I can't prove this, but I believe he said a prayer while he was down there. I believe he listened and got direction from God on how to go about this thing. We'd already seen that he couldn't do it in Saul's armor. He said, that ain't me. I haven't ever tried this out. I haven't ever tried to carry this armor, but I know how to use what God has given me. I know how to use what God has given. Can I tell you and encourage you right now that some things you can do better than anybody else? You are uniquely qualified to do the thing. We know that David had been in the pasture when a bear came up. He had been in the pasture when a lion came up and tried to take one of his lambs. It was that testing ground. Some would call that a crisis right there if a bear rolled up on you or a lion. But it was a testing ground for David. And he began to work out his anointing right then and there. It prepared him. And so when he got to Goliath, he knew what to do. Goliath up there cursing and telling him what he got to do to him and how he gonna feed his body to the birds and all this kind of noise. And David said, look, well, you come to me with that big old sword and spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you with a unique anointing. I come to you as a person who's been anointed to be king. I can't die today. You're going down. It is that confidence in the anointing and the call of God on your life that allows you to look at crisis and say, hey, this is just a time of transition. This is just getting me from point A to point B to point C because I got somewhere to go. He has given me direction. He has given me a destiny. And there's an anointing on your life, man of God, woman of God. There is an anointing on your life and an assignment that only you can do. But it will take some transition to see it through. David needed his Goliath. He needed his giant. Can I tell you that David was never again that little boy out in the pasture? He was never again that person. He transitioned. He was transformed into another state, another phase. And God wants to take you up. He wants to take you forward. He wants to transition you, but I hope you won't be dragging your feet. I hope you won't be resisting. I hope you won't find every reason in the book why you can't do it, why it's too big for you, why you're the wrong color, you're the wrong gender, you're the wrong whatever. The devil is a liar. The anointing of God, the call of God on your life is real. It is powerful. And it is for an appointed time. God has not changed his mind about what it is that he's called you to do. Pandemic didn't stop that. No, sir, no, ma'am. Pandemic didn't stop what he has called you to do, who he has ordained and anointed you to be. I hope I'm encouraging somebody this morning. That's what I'm really trying to do. We go on and we see David in yet another situation. I'm trying to move quickly here. We find this one in the first book of Samuel, chapter 30. You know the story, but if you don't, check it out when you have a little time. Seems like we got more of that these days. First Samuel, chapter 30. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it and had taken captive the women and everyone, somebody say everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed none of them but carried them off as they went on their way. Verse 3, when David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and their sons and their daughters taken captive. Somebody say crisis. Somebody say transition. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. Somebody said grown men don't cry, but we know that's not true. This was a crisis like no other. Everything they had, everybody that was important to them, gone. I'm out trying to do the work of the Lord. I come back to the house, everything gone. Crisis. You know the story. If you don't, please go read it. First chapter of the first book of Samuel, chapter 30. I want you to understand this, that transition often requires a crisis. You wouldn't get there any other way. Sorry, but that's just human nature. We like it easy. We like it comfortable. We like just doing what we've been doing, the way we've been doing it, where we've been doing it at. But that's not the time we're living in. We're living in a time of transition. We're living in a time of transformation. Let me give you a couple of quick scriptures elsewise, and we'll move on here. Y'all know Esther. It's a book in the Bible for those of you who don't know. Esther and chapter 4, I just want to read a couple of verses from it. This is chapter 4. This is verse number 12. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, that's her relative, her overseer relative, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for just such a time as this." He said, Esther, don't think because you haven't been struck by the pandemic that you're going to be spared if you fail to do what God is directing you to do. The reason you're in the position that you're in, the reason you don't have COVID-19 is because he has a work for you to do. He's got an assignment for you. And though it is a crisis that we're in the midst of, he will use that crisis to transition you into the full-blown assignment that he has for you. I hope somebody hears me today. Let me last leave you with a little story that I just love, and I'm not going to read it all, but the story is found in 2 Kings. I'm all Old Testament today for some reason. In 2 Kings chapter 7, and this is the story of the siege of the people of God. We're under siege, and they've been trapped in the city, couldn't go out. Somebody say quarantine. Yeah, that's right. They were under quarantine. They couldn't come or go. They were on lockdown. It was a stay-at-home order for the whole kingdom. And outside the gates were these four lepers. They wouldn't let them in because they all had COVID. So they wouldn't let them in. And they stuck outside looking at each other. And they said to each other at one point, after sitting there a while, after seeing things go from bad to worse, somebody said bad to worse. They said to each other, "Why stay here until we die? Why am I just sitting still? Why am I sitting still when I've got options?" The Lord impressed them with an idea. And they followed through on that. You read it sometime. And victory came. Victory came not only for them, but for the entire kingdom. Sometimes God will leverage unlikely folk, unlikely situations, unlikely resources to bless you and to save many. But it takes transition. You can't do it just sitting still. You can't do it just maintaining the status quo. You can't do it just hoping that everything stays exactly as it is and nothing changes. Hey, listen, we're way too late for that. That ship has sailed. That horse is down past the North 40. It's out the gate and through the pasture. That is done. We are in the midst of crisis. We are in the midst of shift. We are in the midst of transition. But there is glory in it if we will hear what God is saying, see what he's doing, and obey what he's instructing us to do. Deliverance Temple, I just stopped by here this morning to encourage you. I just stopped by here to let you know that it's not over until God says it's over, that he has looked way down the road and has plans for you, plans for your well-being, not for your calamity, plans to give you a future and a hope, so we are told in Jeremiah 29:11. He's not changed his mind about you. His love has never failed. His faithfulness is sure. And his truth endureth to all generations. I want to pray a prayer as we close today. Again, I hope that you have been blessed. I hope that you have been encouraged. And if not blessed or encouraged, I hope that you have been rattled. I hope it's been stirred to engage the transition, to not resist the transition, but to engage the transition. I know you haven't come this way before. None of us have. But he's in it. God, who is faithful, who has been faithful, is the same God who's being faithful to us now. He wants to transition you. You won't be the same as you were before, and that's okay. You won't be the same as you were before, and that's a good thing, because he has greater for you. He has greater in mind for you. This crisis hasn't come to kill you, but to transform you. As I say, sometimes you need a giant. I want to pray for you this morning, and as I do, let me remind you all that this is traditionally our communion Sunday. First Sunday of the month is our communion Sunday. And I know that we're not able to be together physically and to partake in communion. And I know that some of you thinking that unless Bishop is handing out the juice and the wafers, it ain't real. But I know that he would tell you that that's not the case. And wherever you are, I invite you this week. It doesn't even have to be on a Sunday. I invite you, if you have some juice at home, if you don't, have some water. He turned the water into wine, didn't he? And a small piece of bread. And that you remember the Lord. That you allow yourself and your family to remember the Lord, to take notice, to thank him for his blood, to thank him for the suffering that he went through, to thank him for his body. Guess what? You are the body. To thank him for this body. To thank him that our hope is in him. Yes, let a man examine himself, Paul says. But in doing so, go ahead then and eat the bread and drink the cup, remembering the Lord's death until he comes, celebrating his accomplishment, celebrating his body. I wish we could be together to do it, but you can do it right there at your home, and God will honor it. I'm telling you for sure. Father God, I pray right now for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I have said what you've given me to say. I pray, God, that it has found listening ears and open hearts. I pray, God, that the seed of your word would grow and produce a harvest. I pray, God, that the entrance of your word would give light to the pathway. Father, we pray for each and every member of this great congregation, whether they're on the line today or not. We pray for every child, every family. God, we pray for your healing for the sick amongst us. Raise us up, strengthen us. We pray for the discouraged. Lift their hearts, God. in the name of Jesus. Help us to come together, whether it's on a phone call or a text message or however, just to encourage one another and to love on each other. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Father, I pray now for our world situation, God, from the city in which we live all the way to the world in which we live. God, we come against coronavirus. We speak life instead. We speak answers and solutions instead. We speak cooperation instead. We speak healing instead. In the name of Jesus, turn the numbers around, God. Lord, bring health and healing to our nation physically and physically in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we will give your name the glory, the honor, the praise for all you are doing for this time of transition. Help us to engage it willingly. Help us to embrace it because we are embracing you in it and you will not fail us. Father, we just give you praise and thanks right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to.
Amen.
Right there.
Ooh, what a word. What a word. What a word. Praise God. Beautiful. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Take this, God, and do something with it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Well, thank you.
What a word. What a word. What a word.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yes.
I bless
yes.
you in Jesus' name. And
thank
I
you.
Thank you so very, very much.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask if Bishop has any closing words for us today as we sign off our time together, Bishop. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You have any
praise
closing
God.
Words for us, sir? Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. I just want you to know that God is a great God. You know, as I listened to this, I just heard the Lord was saying, you know, he does his best work in the dark. God's trying to develop. He's trying to develop us.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes some darkness. You know what? We're in training for the raining.
Yes,
so don't be discouraged because God is doing things and putting us in the dark. The word of the Lord brings light.
Yeah.
And he gives instructions to the simple. So let God be God. He wants to put you in the dark so he can bring you out into the light. And when you come
Hallelujah.
Out, you'll appreciate it. Praise
yes.
God. We thank you, Pastor Mark. Did a brilliant job. Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Well, saints, I appreciate you. I love you. This has been an awesome day, a banner day in the Lord. We have rejoiced. We have fellowshipped. And I give him all the praise, all the glory. And so until next time, tune on in for our next opportunity, DTM midweek service live with Minister Regina Rogers on Wednesday evening at 6 on our Facebook page. Until then, God bless you, saints. God bless you. Go with God, and he will certainly go.
Bless you, Brother Mark.
Bye bye now.
God bless you,
bless
Brother.
You.
God
bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Amen.